Lesson 14. Adam and Eve were created in Heavenly Father's image. Primary 1 Manual, I am a child of God. Purpose, to help each child understand that Adam and Eve were created in the image of Heavenly Father. Preparation. 1. Prayerfully study Genesis chapter 1, chapter 2 verses 15 through 25, and chapter 3. See also Gospel Principles, item number 31110, chapters 5 and 6. 2. Materials needed. A. A Bible. B. Cutouts 1-1 through 1-25. Similar cutouts can also be found in Primary Visual Aids cutout sets 3, 4, and 5. C. Picture 1-33, Adam and Eve, Gospel Art Picture Kit 101, item number 62461. Picture 1-34, Adam and Eve teach their children. 3. Make the necessary preparations for any enrichment activities you want to use. Learning activities. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Attention activity. Ask all those who are Heavenly Father's children to stand. Remind the children that we are all Heavenly Father's children, so everyone should stand. Song. Sing I Am a Child of God, Children's Songbook, page 2, with the children. Point out that the song tells us that Heavenly Father has given us an earthly home. I am a child of God, and He has sent me here, has given me an earthly home with parents kind and dear. Lead me, guide me, walk beside me, help me find the way. Teach me all that I must do to live with Him someday. The earth was created according to Heavenly Father's plan. Activity. Place the cutout figures face down on a table or your lap. What are some of the things that Jesus created for the earth? As a child mentions each of the creations, have him or her display the corresponding cutout. What creations are you grateful for? Help the children understand that the earth and everything on it were created for us to use and enjoy. Remind the children that the earth and everything on it are part of Heavenly Father's plan. Song. Sing I Am a Child of God again with the children. Adam and Eve were a part of Heavenly Father's plan. Have the children look at the cutout figures on display. What else needs to be on the earth? Show picture 1-33, Adam and Eve. Explain that after all the other things were created, Adam and Eve were created. Tell about the creation of people as found in Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 through 28. Explain that Adam and Eve were the first two people to live on the earth. They had bodies of flesh and bones that looked like Heavenly Father's body. Who was the first man to live on the earth? Who was the first woman? What kind of bodies did Adam and Eve have? Have the children feel their arms and remind them that their bodies are like Adam's and Eve's bodies. Story. Referring to picture 1-33, Adam and Eve, tell the story of Adam and Eve in your own words, bringing out the following points. See Genesis chapter 2, verses 15 through 25, and chapter 3. 1. After Adam and Eve received physical bodies, they lived in a beautiful place called the Garden of Eden. 2. Adam and Eve were married for eternity by Heavenly Father. 3. Fruits and flowers grew easily in the Garden of Eden, and all the animals were tame. 4. Adam and Eve did not know the difference between good and bad. 5. Adam and Eve could not have children. 6. Adam and Eve could eat fruit from every tree except one. 7. Adam and Eve ate the fruit from that tree. 8. Adam and Eve had to leave the Garden of Eden. 9. The whole world changed. Adam and Eve had to work hard to get food. Weeds began to grow, and animals became wild. 10. Adam and Eve then began to have children. Show picture 1-34, Adam and Eve teach their children. explain that Adam and Eve were blessed with many children. They were the first parents on earth. They taught their children about Heavenly Father and Jesus. Their family grew and spread throughout the earth. What did Adam and Eve do after they left the Garden of Eden? Explain that Adam and Eve and their children used and enjoyed the plants and animals that had been created for the earth. Activity. Help the children do the following finger play. Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve lived on the earth. Cup hands together to indicate the earth when it was very new. They tended many animals. Use one hand to pet the other hand. And the food they grew. Put fingers to mouth as if eating. Adam and Eve had children. Put up two fingers close together. Who had children of their own? Add two more fingers. Now many children have been born. Wiggle all 10 fingers. Look how the world has grown. Use arms to make a large circle, then stretch arms out to the side. Help the children understand that because Adam and Eve were the first parents on the earth, we are all part of their family. Heavenly Father and Jesus said that the earth was good. Read the first sentence of Genesis chapter 1, verse 31 aloud. Have the children repeat the sentence with you. Explain that Heavenly Father and Jesus feel that all their creations are good. Most importantly, they feel that we are good, and they love each of us very much. Testimony. Bear your testimony of Heavenly Father's and Jesus' love for each of us. Explain that the earth and everything on it are for us to use and enjoy. Whenever we notice a flower, a star, or any other creation, we are reminded that Heavenly Father and Jesus love us. Express your gratitude for their love and for the earth. Enrichment activities. Choose some of these activities to use during the lesson. 1. Select several activities from lessons 8 through 13, such as God's creation or Noah, to do with the children. 2. Review what happened on each day of the creation as the children count off the days on their fingers. 3. Sing or say the words to My Heavenly Father Loves Me, Children's Songbook, page 228, with the children. 4. Let the children draw or color a picture of something that is part of Heavenly Father's plan, such as a flower, a tree, or the sun. Write at the top of each child's paper, I am thankful for the earth. Additional activities for younger children. 1. Sing or say the words to The World is So Big, Children's Songbook, page 235. Help the children do the actions indicated below. The world is so big and oh so round. Form a large circle with arms. And in it, God's creations are found. Mountains? Put hands in mountain shape overhead. And valleys? Put hands palms down in front of body. And trees so tall? Stretch arms up tall. Animals big? Reach up. And animals small? Reach down. Stars shining brightly through all the night. Straighten and wiggle fingers. Sun in the day so warm and so bright. Form a large circle with arms. The world is so big and oh so round. God loves us all. Our blessings abound. Grasp arms and hug self. 2. Help the children do actions to the following finger play while you say the words. God's creation. God made the moon, make a circle with hands, and winking stars, open and close hands, and put them in the sky, reach up. He made the sun, make a circle with arms overhead, and trees, hold arms straight up, and flowers, cup hands, and little birds that fly, wave arms. From Fascinating Finger Fun by Eleanor Doan, copyright 1951, used by permission. End of Lesson 14, Adam and Eve Were Created in Heavenly Father's Image, Primary 1 Manual, I Am a Child of God.